His Own Voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy Friday, everybody. I am flying solo right now. The Duchess of Doubt, the Queen of Conspiracy, is missing in action. And we're hoping she hasn't been kidnapped or anything, but I suspect she'll show up here shortly. Anyways, I hope everybody had a good 4th of July weekend, Independence Day weekend. I hope you had lots of barbecue, hot dogs, got to enjoy fireworks and good family and company out at the ranch. We shot hundreds of rounds at clay pigeons and cooked dozens of pounds of sausage from local pigs, and all in all, made merry and celebrated our 250th. So it was a good time had by all. We still have lots of pig. So anyways, a lot to talk about this Friday. Looking at the news, we still got some of the aftermath of the Supreme Court decisions last week. I want to get into some of the stuff that's being discussed in Congress about birthright citizenship. Got a lot of stuff going on about voter integrity. The Assistant Attorney General, Hermeet Dillon, has sent warnings out to all the states, including California, that if they do not take steps to actively prevent illegal aliens and non-citizens from voting, that they could be held accountable. Spencer Pratt's calling for some investigations into the LA races. Got a lot of talk about Senate races. I want to talk a little bit about our local bond measures and school board elections. You can register to run for school board beginning on the 13th. You got from the 13th until the 8th of August. And I could definitely use some support up there. And then when we look at bond measures, if you go to the county website, you can see a lot of the stuff that's up for a vote around the county. Statewide, I did some research, and I'm looking at the Secretary of State page right now. Statewide, there's 40. I've added up so far about $44 billion worth of bond measure stuff on these propositions, and you know, it's pretty crazy. You add that on top of what's here locally. We at least know the school bond measure, which is officially now labeled G26. That's G26, as in bingo. But that's $205 million they're asking. So you can add that to the $44 billion statewide bond measures. And then you've got a number of different ones around the county. There's Grover. These are outside of the North County area, but Grover Beach, Arroyo Grande's got a couple. Pismo Beach, the Queen of Conspiracy, the Duchess of Doubt, has just joined us. I'm turning on her microphone. She's going to impart her wisdom upon us.
Yes, I was dodging interesting things here on the
way. Did they follow you?
Well, no, some of them were roadkill. So it's always kind of interesting to take note as to what
was it, did you get any
didn't
pigs?
Make it across. There was one of those.
Well, the rest of them are out on my ranch.
So. You did invite people.
To shoot pigs, yeah. Well, there's some people coming out tonight. There's a, I'll give out a shout
legally.
Out. Yeah, they're legal.
All right.
Oh, so the pigs? Supreme... The pigs are illegal. Shooting them is legal.
So historically, are those pigs the ones that came with, I think they were the group of Russians that came out and settled the area? And they were then released. They were domesticated at one point in time.
Yeah, I think you're making this up.
They have spots.
Well, there are lots of pigs with spots. So most feral pigs are probably just... Because a pig can, at 3 months old, can get pregnant. A female. At 3 months old can get pregnant. I had to do... Because, you know, you may have transgender pigs, and so it's important to delineate that they're actually a biological female pig.
So I haven't seen where
the
Because
I don't want to misgender any pigs. But at 3 months, they can get pregnant. The average litter is 9 or 10. And gestation period is 3 months. So they reproduce like rabbits.
That's except exponential.
They're 300 pounds. And the Russians didn't bring the pigs here. You have some Russian boar, and the most logical story that I've heard is they came, the Eurasian boar that are here were imported by William Randolph Hearst back in the 1920s, 30s for hunting. I don't think there are a lot of those left. Every once in a while, we'll see a pig out on the ranch that's obviously got some Eurasian boar in it. But the rest of them are all feral pigs that have just escaped. And, you know, once you get a population, then you probably have some crosses. But I doubt there are very many pure Russian boar left.
Well, I think what I appreciate, Kenny, is that you are providing a natural habitat and a organic and chemical-free habitat for them. So,
well, they really enjoyed my barley, which I've decided to just move the cattle into because there's not much left. My one week back in on the East Coast cost me dearly, I'm afraid. So I'm researching. Anybody want to call in with recommendations for pig control besides fully automatic weapons with robots and stuff, which somebody did recommend to me.
Electric fence.
Well, I'm thinking about the electric fence.
Catahoulas.
I don't have that. That's a lot of catahoulas when you got like 65 pigs coming at once. You know, you're going to need...
Stand your ground.
You're going to need about 12.
What would a Marine say?
Well, I don't believe in using dogs for hunting. I got a problem with that.
Not hunting.
Well,
keeping them
fighting,
away so they go to the neighbors.
Even fighting the pigs. So, that's a non-starter.
Well, I appreciate that you have barley finished.
My wife rescues pigs. If I were to tell her, hey, honey, we're going to take the dogs and use them to fight off the pigs.
They'll be strategically placed.
I would disappear and be fed to the pigs, most likely. So...
All right, so we're back to enough interchange there, but we're back to the Supreme Court has made some decisions recently. I think that it opens the door for congressional legislation, you know, where Congress has to figure this out, especially with regard to the birthright citizenship and the new whole... What would you call it? A market for people coming over. I guess there are billboards and signs up at the borders. Now, it's interesting. I haven't seen them at the northern border, but at least at the southern border, there are signs up saying, hey, if you want to come over and give birth, only costs you $4,000 and you'll have a citizen for life.
Well, a lot of good articles. The California Globe, one of my favorites, has an article about some of the things that Congress is looking at. Representative Glenn Grothman is one of them, and Republican from Wisconsin, and he is trying to get a bill passed through the House before the end of July, And I'll just read right from it. It says, Grothman is co-sponsoring the Birthright Citizenship Act, which, by amending the Immigration and Nationality Act, restricts birthright citizenship to children born to parents who are, one, a U.S. citizen or national, two, a lawful permanent resident residing in the United States, or three, a non-U.S. national alien under federal law with a lawful immigration status who is performing active service in the armed forces. So those are the three categories. Listening to the news and the Speaker of the House, it sounds like, you know, Johnson's going to move this forward pretty quick. Trump also said yesterday in an interview that he's going to ask the Supreme Court to relook the Trump versus Barbara Act or case.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like FIFA,
which is the name of the birthright citizenship case. And that he's going to ask them to relook at that. I don't know what the timeline for that would be.
I'm just making reference to the World Cup where he
I got it. I don't really. I don't acknowledge the existence of soccer.
I would have looked more at the decision itself and who made the decision because
this is KPRL. We do American football here, Missy, not that Euro.
I called it soccer.
Not that Euro trash stuff. This is American football.
It is a beautiful game. It's a lot of fun.
With beautiful people.
A lot of fun.
Who have lots of temper tantrums out on the field.
Oh, no, I call it the, they call it flopping, but when they're running super fast and somebody maybe trips, maybe doesn't, and they flop all over the penalty box trying to get the penalty kick, and then they go off and they're laying there, you know, for 5 minutes that they can't possibly move. They're probably paralyzed. Then they take them off in a stretcher and they get the magic spray, and 3 seconds later they're ready to go back on the field.
I just hope Kevin's not listening to you right now, because this is going to be it for us. He's probably right now calling somebody else.
Hey, baseball, I played softball and baseball for many years. Uh-huh. I can't give all the statistics, but I can give the strategy, and I do have appreciation for that.
All right, do you want to get back to the Supreme Court, or do you want to jeopardize our future?
What I keep telling people is you can take your topic, whether it's elections or school boards or city councils, or, you know, take
soccer,
whatever topic you want, and it still comes down to who's in leadership, what are the decisions being made, and that there's corruption and fraud at many, many levels. So,
well, let me ask you a philosophical question. When has there not been corruption and fraud at many, many levels? Do you think there was a period of purity in humanity where there was never any corruption or fraud, Darsha?
Well, I guess,
or is this just
biblically
something?
It might be the moment just before the bite of the apple.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's nothing new.
I'm not saying it's new, but there should be, as an auditor, for example, there's checks and balances put in place, and there are audit steps and procedures that are followed, and internal controls is the actual term for it, where you try to provide for the knowledge that people may want to misappropriate assets, people may want to steal from the cash drawer, people may want to do all of those things, but if there are a few things in place, they'll stop and think before they do that. And so those things in place are really important. And right now, what we don't have is we don't have a lot of enforcement. So it's not a deterrent, and it's actually promulgated. I mean, people are being promoted to higher offices for actually, we have plenty of laws on the books.
Look at Tampon Tim.
There you go.
He just pardoned a child molester. And
disgusting.
All right, so I don't know how you got there off of soccer, but anyways, I'm going back to
the Supreme Court
and the American Citizenship Act. So when you look at some of the stats coming out of this thing, some of them pretty scary. Pew Research estimates that about 320,000 babies were born to mothers in 2023 who were unauthorized immigrants or held temporary legal status. That's about 9% of total births. So on an annual,
how many from birthing persons?
Doesn't specify, and it doesn't say how many men had babies either, which, you know, again, that's just typical Trump.
So I'll go back to my meme. If my cow jumps over my neighbor's fence and gives birth to a calf, it's not their calf and it's not their cow. And I would think that we can at least apply. So subject to the jurisdiction thereof, do you want to go back into the history?
No, please.
So subject to the jurisdiction thereof, the 14th Amendment came in after the Civil War. And so you had freed slaves that were now free men. Remember, back then, women weren't allowed to vote. So it was
neither
free
were
that.
Native Americans.
And Native Americans, okay. And so this 14th Amendment was a way to be able to have the free men that were previously slaves, specifically black men, because I think it did, you could have white men, but specifically it's a matter of being free that you were able to vote. So there have been several amendments regarding voting to the Constitution. But.
Well, that wasn't, you had basically the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. The 13th Amendment ended slavery and indentured servitude. The 14th Amendment established the citizenship of freed slaves. And then the 15th Amendment established the right of those freed slaves to vote. But.
So,
unless they were women, altogether. And the freed women slaves were not allowed to vote. And if
you're wanting me to object, I can tell.
I would never do such a thing. I'm just, you know, that's an important thing.
If the women folk had selected very good men, then the men would purportedly be doing the best for their family by their vote. How's that?
Sure. Yeah. Now the one, I don't know, did you read any of the arguments out of the Trump v. Barbara case?
I did read some of them. I thought that Amy Coney Barrett's is the most questionable. Or the one that seems to be the most concerning with regard to how she got to where she got to. And that I actually think that it can be a very good thing because it needs to be a congressional issue and legislation that clarifies. But subject to the jurisdiction thereof was, in many people's opinion... not meant to include people jumping over the border, giving birth, and going anywhere they want. Well, but all of a sudden, they have citizenship.
Yeah, but what? This article that we just read from pretty much follows the Kavanaugh roadmap. The Roberts opinion I want to discuss, because that one historically is not correct. Welcome to our Friday show with the Queen of Conspiracy.
I had a question on that. The 14th Amendment, the first section, everybody gets hung up on that. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof, the United States. But it also, it says, and wherein the state you reside. So that, I mean, when I went to school, reside, where you reside means where your legal residence is. So how do they have the same constitution over there at the Supreme Court that I'm reading?
They have a different interpretation to subject to the jurisdiction thereof, I think. I think, honestly, I believe that they were just afraid to take this on, frankly. Because
what does it mean, wherein the state you reside?
Or you know... If that were the case, you know, when you, I guess, I don't know, if that were the case, you know, if you were living in California, but you drove across the border to Arizona for a day, you could vote in the Arizona elections. I mean, it really doesn't, there is no logic. Hey, we got to take a break.
The definition is legal residency.
Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a sec.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And the other caller will, if you call back after the break, we'll pick you right up.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment. Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
All right, we're going to go right to the phones before Darsha can say anything. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air. Maybe, maybe not. Going once, going twice. All right, Darsha, you can talk now.
Okay, great. Thanks. No, we were going back to the subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And what's interesting is where we've come from, you know, 150 or many years ago to now. And I just wanted to relate that the residency issue, if you're looking at it from a tax perspective, California is very aggressive. And California says if you thought about being a California resident,
yeah, we can tax you.
Even if you leave. And but if you own any property, real property in California, they assume that you aren't really leaving, that you will be coming back. What they don't quite understand is that people are leaving and they're voting with their feet. They're saying what's going on in California is ridiculous.
Well,
so
I want to go back to the Supreme Court discussion.
Yes.
One of the things that bothered me when you looked at Roberts's opinion, Roberts and all the, you know, the other four that went along with them talk about the ARC case, which was the 1898 Supreme Court decision where, I forget the rest of his name, but his Chinese immigrants legally in the United States in San Francisco. The son was born in San Francisco, went back to China, and then they would not allow him back into the United States, they being California. Now, keep in mind, this is during the age of the Chinese Exclusion Act, which went on until, I think, the 1920s.
I was thinking.
But so the Supreme Court stepped in and said, no, he's a, you know, he's a legal citizen or a legal resident, and you have to allow him back in. So the fact that he was here, that the parents were here legally, in my opinion, makes that a poor basis for your argument that
not the same facts.
The illegal alien children should be given immediate birthright citizenship. It doesn't correlate, in my opinion. And historically, it's just not accurate. I've read that case before.
It may make reference when you're using similar facts. It may be that this whole industry and it's one Chinese billionaire that has now given birth to or has fathered.
Yeah, it's 100 plus kids.
Right. Just with surrogate mothers.
Yeah, that's scary too. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air with us.
Is this a communist pig station?
Yeah.
I thought maybe
are you calling in about soccer?
I'm calling in about, you know, we maybe lost one at the Supreme Court, but we won one on the one I was most interested in, and that is the same sex. However, I understand that it only applies to the states that are have ruled to ban it. Now, how do we get it to apply to California?
Well, Harmeet Dhillon last week, I think it was the day after the decision, was on Newsmax, and I can't remember if we discussed this last week, but there are two cases pending in the Southern Section Federal Courts of California. One's McPherson versus Harupa, and Harupa is where the boy A.B. Hernandez went to school. And so there are three girls in that case that are basically suing for the same reasons that our girls here in Paso Robles were complaining that you had a male in the bathroom, in the locker room, and you had a male competing on their teams. That is the basis of that case, if I remember correctly, is strictly a violation of their 14th Amendment rights and their Title IX rights. Now, then there's the second case, which is the U.S. versus the California Department of Education. That was brought last July, and that one is also in the U.S. Why can't I say these court names correctly? The U.S. Southern District of California, whatever the federal court is down there. And so that my hope is both of those cases are going to be heard very quickly, preferably before the beginning of the school year. It's probably Pollyannish on my part to think that, because both those judges were Biden appointees. I was hoping that they were Roger Benitez's court, but they're not. But that being said,
both of them are up on appeal, right?
No, they haven't been. They've heard. Been heard, but they haven't been decided yet.
And,
and Harmeet Dhillon's discussion on Newsmax last week basically made it sound like, you know, California doesn't have a defendable position anymore after the Supreme Court.
Why have Title IX if you have boys and girls sports? Is essentially
and, within the decision on the transgenders last week. Was something that's not being discussed very much, and that was that it was a 9-0 decision that Title IX applies to biological women only. So they basically said there is no such thing as a transgender female or whatever they are.
Okay.
So,
well, we hope the Supreme Court influences those two cases. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Darsha's got, she's got to take care of tax stuff. I got to get a cup of coffee. So we'll be back shortly.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.